good news.
Yeah, that's good news. I don't have to pay that $378. I could do a lot of things with that. Questionnaire.
Okay.
I'll answer you best I can.
All right.
You've read all of this.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to ask you about the different kinds of fences that farmers might have
the
around.
Different kind of what?
Fences.
Fences?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we don't have any fence much now. Of course, where they're getting the pastures, they're having to put up fences. But there's not any of my land with fences now. We had the barbed wire way back yonder, fences, and you know, there's so many different kinds of barbed wire. But,
well, did you used to have a kind of fence that was made out of wood and it kind of zigzagged?
Well, that's the, no, we quit that by the time I come along. I called it the, rail. What one? Wait a minute.
Rail fence?
Rail fence, but it seemed like it had another. Picket. Picket fence. Pickets is just straight up and down. That was a picket fence. And then the rail fence.
Well, getting moving, talking about something a little different, what do people say that their best dishes are made out of?
Best dishes?
Yes, ma'am.
China.
Have you ever heard of an egg being made of something like that that a farmer might use to try to fool his hen into laying?
Yes, I have.
Did they call it anything in particular?
Nest egg. The nest egg.
I see.
Put it in there. Leave it in there. Nest egg. But all I ever heard it called. I can't call it anything else.
Well, if a farmer were going to milk his cows, what would the container be that he'd take with him to catch the
pail
milk?
Or bucket? Milk pail, milk bucket.
Now, is a pail and a bucket the same thing?
We call it the same. We would.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, did you ever hear a farmer talk about some kind of bucket that he had that he would throw scraps in to keep for the hogs?
Slop bucket. That's a slop bucket. We got that old big slop bucket out there. I can see my dad going for the house, just barn yet with that slop bucket. Pour the dishwater in it. Take it to the hog.
I see.
Feed the hog. Save. We don't know how to save now. We've forgotten the word save.
And another type of container that you have around the house to keep cut flowers in, you call that a...
Well, we just had vases is what we called them.
Now, you wouldn't use a vase to grow the flowers in, I guess.
No. Pot. Flower pot.
I see.
Flower pot. I sent my flower pots to Georgia that I grew flowers in. Flower pot.
Well, moving on to something else. You know, after you have a meal and you wash the dishes, when you run the water over the dishes to get the soap off, what do you say you're doing when you do that?
Rinse the dishes. We had washed the dishes in this pan, put them over in another pan, rinse water. And then we had to get them out of that and put them over here to drain. And then it didn't, when it drained, it didn't take so many cup towels because it had drained over there. What we called it.
Well, you know that cloth or rag that you use when you wash the dishes?
Dish rag.
What about the one you use when you dry it?
Cup towel.
That's a cup towel.
Yeah.
What about the one that you use to wash your face?
Well, now, I had that in England. I sent Mr. Milner